Welcome to episode 939 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Love, eh? What a racket. The world thinks they know what it is, this grand emotion. Hallmark sells it by the cardstock, Hollywood peddles it in montage and moonlight. But me? I've seen the real thing, folks. And let me tell you, it ain't all chocolates and roses.
Love? It's a battlefield strewn with emoji heart attacks and bae whispered over lukewarm takeout. It's sculpted abs plastered on billboards and reality shows where manufactured drama passes for passion. It's a competition to see who can outgift and outgram the next couple. A performance with an audience of 1 million likes.
Ah, the physical. Don't even get me started. Love, they say. It's a look across a crowded room, a spark that ignites. But have they considered bad lighting or the tyranny of sweatpants? Let's be honest, sometimes the only fireworks are the indigestion from that pre-date garlic bread.
Don't get me wrong. I used to believe in the grand gestures. I used to write sonnets that could melt glaciers, orchestrate meetings under shooting stars. But now I get requests for a slide into my DMs and swipe right if you're single. Poetry is dead, folks, replaced by emojis and winks.
Love, L-O-V-E. What's love got to do with it? What they sing about, pine about, dream about, fight about, obsess about, and stress about is not love. It's more like L-U-S-T.
Blame it on Hollywood. Blame it on TikTok or the carefully constructed reality show you can't tear your eyes away from. They've made us think love is about a brooding billionaire falling for the quirky waitress. Or a chance encounter on a crowded street leading to an undeniable spark. Or a perfectly choreographed dance number that erupts in the middle of a high school cafeteria.
1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 8 outlines the defining characteristics of love. And Jesus embodied these virtues perfectly. Love is patient. Jesus demonstrated immense patience with his disciples, who often misunderstood his teachings and failed to grasp the full meaning of his mission. Despite their shortcomings and slow comprehension, he patiently explained concepts, used parables to clarify his points, and gently corrected them. Love is kind. Jesus's kindness was evident in his interactions with those marginalized by society, including tax collectors, sinners, and the woman caught in adultery. Instead of condemning them, he showed compassion and offered forgiveness, emphasizing his mission to heal and restore. Love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Jesus's life was marked by humility, never seeking to glorify himself, but always directing glory to the Father. He washed his disciples' feet, a task typically performed by servants, as an act of humble service, and to set an example of leadership devoid of pride. Love is not rude, it is not self-seeking. Jesus consistently put the needs of others before his own, often ministering to their physical and spiritual needs despite his own exhaustion. For instance, when a large crowd followed him seeking teaching and healing, he compassionately taught them and miraculously fed over 5,000 people. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Perhaps the most profound example of this was Jesus' response to those who crucified him. Instead of anger, while on the cross, he asked God to forgive them, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This demonstrates not only a lack of anger, but also a refusal to hold their sins against them. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Throughout his ministry, Jesus rejoiced in the truth, embodying and preaching it as he exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and taught the principles of the kingdom of God. His parables, such as that of the Good Samaritan, often concluded with a moral truth that celebrated righteous actions over legalistic observance. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus' protective nature was shown when he calmed the storm to safeguard his disciples. His trust in the Father's plan was unwavering. Even in Gethsemane, when he faced immense distress about his impending crucifixion, yet submitted to God's will, his resurrection is the ultimate symbol of hope and perseverance, conquering death and promising eternal life to those who believe in him. Love never fails. The climax of Jesus' ministry, his death and resurrection, epitomizes that love never fails. Through his sacrificial death, Jesus defeated sin and death, offering salvation to all mankind, a testament to the unfailing power of divine love. In every aspect, Jesus exemplified perfect love, setting a standard for his followers to aspire to in their personal lives and interactions with others. His life serves as a blueprint for love, as described in 1 Corinthians 13.
Brother Paul, what ails the Corinthians?
They don't get it, Sosthenes. They are so fixated on the wrong things.
They crave the power to speak in tongues. They also prize great knowledge.
They need to love like Christ. That is the highest qualification and the only one that is worthwhile. Any spiritual gift without love is valueless. Gifts will come and go. Only love endures.
What of faith and hope?
Important as well, but nothing is greater than love.
One author said that this chapter is the greatest, strongest, deepest thing Paul ever wrote. Another wrote that it is the most wonderful chapter in the whole New Testament. The path of love, as described by Paul, is one that transcends time because it originates in the eternal nature of God. While spiritual gifts and acts of service are valuable, their true worth is realized when they are rooted in love. Love is the driving force behind the expression of any gift, shaping our actions and transforming our very being. Unlike gifts, which focus on what we do, love is a state of being, a heart condition that radiates outwards. Only the love of Christ within us can truly bridge the gap between who we are and what we do. When love fills our hearts, it naturally overflows to others, not as a response to favors received, but as a guiding principle for all our actions. Love, like spiritual gifts and ministries, is a divine bestowment, not a human creation. We cannot conjure such a sublime virtue within ourselves. Just as with spiritual gifts, we are recipients, not originators, of love. Paul's intention is not to tantalize the Corinthian Christians with an unattainable ideal, but to implore them to act from the wellspring of God's greatest gift, love. In response to Paul's profound words, we should not despair, but rather acknowledge our shortcomings in expressing this kind of love and earnestly seek God's gift of love to truly bless those around us. One author writes, "We are enabled by a love that keeps no accounts since they were settled by Christ at his cross. From the cross, God moves on to new history." Another argues, "Love is the power that drives us toward the other who has done us wrong because it is able to tear up every moral scorecard. This is reconciliation, and reconciliation is love's ultimate goal." In the closing section of 1 Corinthians 13, Paul highlights the enduring nature of love in contrast to the temporary nature of spiritual gifts. This serves as a powerful reminder for those who may prioritize these gifts over the far more important virtue of love. Paul clarifies that while spiritual gifts are valuable for the present age, they will ultimately fade away in the eternal kingdom of God. He urges believers to prioritize the cultivation of love, a gift that will endure for eternity. Our focus should be on preparing for God's eternal kingdom through acts of love and service in the present. Paul uses the analogy of a mirror to illustrate our limited understanding of God's revelations in Christ. While these revelations are accurate, our comprehension of them is imperfect. This underscores the importance of love as a guiding principle in our lives, as it helps us navigate our imperfect understanding and act in accordance with God's will. Paul's words on love are not meant to be mere theoretical concepts, but rather a call to action. With the Holy Spirit's guidance, we are to embody love in our daily lives, even amidst the challenges and mundane routines. This involves allowing God's love to transform our hearts, replacing our own shortcomings with His patience, kindness, and forgiveness.
This call to love extends to all our relationships, requiring us to seek God's intervention in areas where love may be lacking. It also challenges us to submit our talents and abilities to the purifying power of God's love, ensuring that our actions are motivated by genuine love rather than selfish ambition or pride. Father, we thank you for the deep truths revealed in your word about love. Help us not to chase after fleeting emotions, but to anchor our hearts in the enduring, sacrificial love demonstrated by Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.